How long do you think it took Adam and Eve to realize what a mess they had made? It's one thing to be born into a life of sin, but quite another to have known perfection and then see the devastation that sin wrought. After living in the perfect environment and having a perfect union, their perspective would have been most unique. Motivational speaker Zig Ziglar tells the story of a young married couple preparing for Sunday dinner. The husband offers to help his wife by placing the ham in the roaster. She immediately stops him and says, "You didn't cut the end off the ham." He responds, "Why would I do that?" Unsure, his wife answers, "I don't really know. That's how my mother cooks her ham." The husband, thinking it's a wasteful act, suggests they call mother. They were amused to hear that she also did not know why the end of the ham should be cut off. She did it because that's what grandmother did. The husband finally said, "Let's call and ask her." So they called grandmother, and after she got control of her laughter, she replied, "I cut the ends off the ham because my roasting pan was too small." The world displays a certain view of marriage, and if we are not careful, we will emulate what the world is doing and not even understand why. How many things are we doing in our marriage that are not necessary, or are downright damaging because that's the way it's always been done? We act, respond, and live in a certain way because this way is what we've seen. We've gone years wastefully cutting off the end of the ham because that's all we know. A husband treats his wife the way he saw his father treat his mother. A wife responds to her husband the same way her mother responded. It's what we know. Look around for a moment. Marriages are falling apart. Countless couples are going through the motions, barely surviving. Normal isn't working. It's time to ask, why are we doing this? If we truly want to know what marriage should look like, then we need to go to the source of marriage and ask Him. Our Creator is omniscient. He has all knowledge. Omnipresent, He is everywhere, and omnipotent, He has all power. He knows every thought we think and every word whispered in the night. He knows the very number of hairs on our heads, Matthew chapter 10, verse 30, stars in the universe, Psalm 147, verse 4, and every tear that falls, Isaiah chapter 38, verse 5. He knows what you are thinking this very moment. We cannot hide from Him. He is always at hand. He made the earth by His power, established the world by His wisdom, and stretched out the heavens by His understanding. Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 15. So, guess what? He knows all about marriage.